Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
You're listening to the Sans Fans Network.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Why'd you pause and look at me? What happened there? It's like you were like, where am I?
It's because the intro felt wrong and I thought I'd fucked it up.
That's fair. Yeah, fair enough.
And then it wasn't fucked up. I did the right thing.
Yeah, sometimes your brain just takes a while to catch up with you.
It takes
you know?
A break. You got to do next time your brain takes a break is say, duh. You can carry on.
It's silent, though. I feel we all put the duh there.
Yeah, we know the duh is there.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a podcast that asks important questions like, what would you do if you found them Ninja Turtles?
Okay, so we're in the sewer for whatever reason.
Yeah.
We're falling on hard times, good times. Good. We don't know.
We had a Thursday off.
Yeah. I heard there's clams in the sewer. Who from? I forget.
Clams?
Yeah, I'm going to finally see if it was alligators or crocodiles or a third one. What's that third one?
Clams?
No. I want to say caimans, but that sounds like an island chain.
Well, it is an island, but it's also a kind of alligator.
So. I was right.
But then that's an alligator, making it an alligator.
I thought it was a third different thing.
Alligatoids?
No, they're alligators.
Aren't they crocodilians?
Is an alligator a crocodilian?
Yeah, and a crocodile's a crocodilian too.
And so then a caiman is also a crocodilian?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to ask those fucks in the sewers. Hey, you're a crocodilian?
Oh, okay.
Hey, they hiss normally?
I think no, that's snakes. We gotta go. Dude, that's snakes. I don't know what that is. That's one huge snake with legs. We gotta go.
Hey, before we go, is that some slopped up turtles?
Holy shit, they're glowing from all that radiation.
We shouldn't be down here. So are we getting the Ninja Turtles just after they've been oozed? How old are they? Do we have to train them?
I'm trying to remember a lot of turtles' history or lore. Yeah. Sometimes
sometimes
lucky there's not much.
Thank Christ for that. But sometimes it's Daredevil.
Like, oh, that's true.
The toxic ooze that makes him blind also makes turtles turtles.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it makes turtles guys.
It makes turtles guys.
Turtles actually already turtles.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
because sometimes it's Splinter is already like there, but also sometimes a bit of the ooze drops on the rat.
That's right. Because
are they from the lab?
No, but Splinter is because he was like a samurai's pet.
Yeah, he was a guy. He just watched him train. He's like, yeah.
And then I get it. Even though I have a rat brain, I understand.
Yeah, and he passed that knowledge on to the turtles.
Yeah.
Although sometimes I think he's a man who became a rat, like the turtles are turtles that became men.
He got the slime on him that made him a rat.
Yeah.
What?
I think that's sometimes how it goes.
Yeah, so I guess.
But in this instance, we're like, oh my god, are those turtles? Because one of us stood on him.
So we had the three.
There was always three Ninja Turtles.
Oh, no, I stood on Splint.
Okay.
You imagine I'm just eliminating a turtle for no reason.
This is right, one each.
All right, fair enough, Jackson. Get rid of a turtle.
No. I got spooked and stomped on this one.
Are those four turtles?
That one's snapping at me.
Don't worry, they're all dead. I wasn't worried.
If anything, I'm more worried about that hissing alligator from before.
If anything, I'm more worried about my friend who just killed four turtles.
And a rat.
And a rat.
I did kill the rat too, dude. Don't worry.
That was a slow rat. Like, get the turtles. They can't. But a rat can scurry.
A rat should have gotten out of the way, dude. I don't know what that was about.
Are turtles actually slow, or are they one of those animals that everyone just assumes
are slow? Tortoise is slow.
No, they're all slow. Well, in the water, actually, maybe turtle is quick.
Yeah, but they're not in the water. I mean, the sewer is water.
So
they
got flippers, yeah?
Yeah, well, are they turtles or tortoises?
I'm pretty sure they're tortoises.
Let's check with the name. Hang on. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Yeah, but they don't have flippers. But
they got... Snapping Turtle doesn't have flippers.
What is a turtle? And follow-up question, what is a tortoise?
I'm very confident about snapping turtles don't have flippers, but now I'm not that confident.
Or is it the kind of thing...
Is it a snapping tortoise?
Is a snapping turtle a tortoise, but we just call it a turtle? Because don't we have a turtle in Australia we call a tortoise? What's a turtle? Yeah. Like the long-neck tortoise?
Oh, the long-neck...
But that's a turtle. Is there a third one? What's a terrapin? That's one of them. That's
that
like the caiman of tortoises. Or turtoids?
I think it's tortadillius.
This whole episode is us saying the duh quietly. You know the duh is there between our every thought.
So I was like, oh yeah, because a turtle doesn't live on land as much as a tortoise does. Because a tortoise is more of we just chill on the ground and then occasionally we like to splishy splashy in a pond.
Do they get wet, tortoises?
They like to splishy splashy in a pond.
Yes, tortoises
I've
get wet.
I've definitely seen somebody try and put a tortoise back in a pond and then everyone's like, no, because it would have just sunk.
Oh.
Yeah. So
we used to have a friend that had maybe a turtle. But they also had a swimming pool, and so sometimes we'd put the turtle, he'd put the turtle in the swimming pool and you'd watch it swim to the side, but now in hindsight and looking back on it as an adult, I'm like, that was full of chlorine. That can't have been good for that little
turtles
bastard.
Turtles need to be in natural ponds.
Tortoises can't swim.
Well, yeah, exactly. I don't think they're a wet animal.
At they most, splish and splash.
At most, they can float and drift, and if they're lucky, they'll bump into land.
Okay.
Some species of tortoise can swim poorly, but most will simply just sink and drown.
What's the difference between a tortoise and a turtle apart from the swimming capabilities?
It's their legs.
Okay.
So it is their legs?
So what are the
turtles has flippers.
What are the Ninja Turtles? Do they got flippers?
They don't.
Well, no, they don't as guys. I'm trying to find out what
they don't have as turtles.
They don't have dudes.
They don't as dudes.
Oh, yeah.
They don't as turtles as well.
Well, then they're tortoises.
They are tortoise-eye.
They're tortoise-eye.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a... Okay. let's find out what they looked like.
So a bunch of tortoises, terrapins, or turtles.
Yeah, we don't know. Clearly, we don't know what the difference is between any of them.
But we're in this, running from this hissing snake or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so, in action figure form, they appear to be tortoises.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah.
In the cartoon.
They are also.
They're tortoises.
They're tortoises.
Yeah, they've got stumpy legs.
Then Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortoise. Yeah. It does sound worse.
We can still say TMNT.
Yeah, that's true. That is a benefit. Yeah. It's all T. Tortoise, turtle, terrapin. That's interesting.
I thought you were going to say TMNT is all T, and I was like, no, there's two out of four. That'll be TTTT.
When we get the Ninja Turtles, they're not in turtle form anyway, are they?
No, they're in baby turtle guy form,
aren't they,
right?
aren't they just gooped up turtles tortoises for a bit and then
when do they mutate?
They mutate. I would argue they would probably mutate pretty quickly, right?
I thought they did. I thought they mutated instantly.
Do they go from being a tortoise to then just being the ever loving blue eyed Michelangelo that we've come to know and love?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That it was
it just kind of goes from, you know, woe to go pretty quickly.
Yeah,
or is
are
they adults? Well, they are adolescents.
They are teenagers, but
are they children?
They got to grow to teenagedom, right? Because you got to teach them ninjutsu.
Are they Teenage Mutant Toddler Turtles?
Huh?
Were they ever toddler?
TTT?
Teenage
Toddler Turtle? No.
See?
Toddler
mutant ninja turtles.
They're not ninjas yet.
Yeah, they're toddler.
Teenage mutant. Fuck. Toddler mutant
toddler
nothing
mutant
turtles.
Toddler mutant turtles. Yeah. Aren't they just toddler mutant turtles? Or baby
I don't know.
Okay, the transformation is instant. According to this version, which is...
they just, like, start glowing.
From
the cartoon, I'm guessing.
Yeah. The 2012
Michael Bay movie?
Yeah,
they
maybe.
They by ooze, and they start, like, glowing, and then, like, oh...
Yeah,
and they become, like, a full-on Leonardo straight at the gate.
Damn. But also in this that's where Master Splinter isn't a rat. He is the guy that does kung fu and then turns into a rat.
Okay.
Is that because of the ooze or is it unrelated? Okay, cool. Just double check.
An unrelated thing that can happen if you watch too much kung fu. Yeah.
So if you get oozed as a turtle, you become a guy, but if you get oozed as a guy, you become a rat.
Yeah, it's the missing link. It goes ape, rat, man.
What? Huh?
But then if it is, wouldn't it be ape, missing link, man, rat?
Yeah, because it's the link's missing.
But the rat feels it.
Yeah, yeah, but are they de-evolving
or are they evolving?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well,
like,
I think they're mutating.
No, they are evolving.
Yeah, mutations and evolution.
Now, if we use...
That's why old cum's really good.
What? Did you say old cum?
Sorry, Jackson.
I remember reading an article once that was like, the older the guy what's coming, the more likely there is to be a mutation which helps evolution.
Cool.
Sorry, what?
So you're saying, as in
the older, as in like the age of the guy.
Yeah.
So if you got a 65-year-old nutsack full of 65-year-old cum.
That cum's more likely to mutate, which helps further human evolution. I'm not advocating for this. It's just something I read once.
How would you advocate for that?
More old people should be fucking, I guess.
But it would have to be older guys fucking, like, it'd be like, hey, are you 65? Ditch your old wife for 30-year-old
wife.
New
wife.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just something I read online.
This seems like this kind of science of, like, I'm an old man. I'm 65 years old.
You know what I
miss? Young pussies.
Was this a pop-up on a porno site where you read this?
Is this some sort of, like, you know, the subset of, like, a red pill bullshit? Is this where this comes from?
I do not recall where I read this. I want to say New Scientist.
It just feels like this is a horny old man wanting to be like, honey.
Maybe a horny old man told me this on a bus stop or something.
Hey, you. Huh? With the essence of a rat.
Yeah.
I really been
thinking. You know what comes good for you? Not good for you, just good.
Yeah.
I mean.
You know, I've been
Tell your friend
about the evolution of our species and how that right. we're kind of like a bit stagnant. We're caught like in a bit of a stasis,
you see. Yeah, that makes
sense. See how we're, you know, we're the world's ever changing, but you know, humanity not really, but
hey, maybe your theory's right though, because people are starting families later now, meaning the cum is older.
That's true, cum is aging.
It's not old, but it's like rather
is
than
a threshold.
Well, yeah, like if
young
some...
cum, Oz, he's gonna get the
It's boring.
Boring carbon copy, basically like putting it on a photocopy.
Yeah, exactly.
What is the threshold for when cum becomes awesome? Because, yeah, like...
I don't have those stats, unfortunately.
If, like, 40 years ago, everyone's having 23-year-old cums and starting families, but now it's, like, 40-year-old cums and starting families.
Yeah.
Have we got into old cum territory yet?
I wouldn't know.
You gotta go speak to this man on the bus.
Yeah. You know, Al Pacino, he's just recently,
That's
like...
true!
...impregnated his, like, very young girlfriend.
X-Man.
So my God. We're going to have a goddamn X-Men Pacino.
Oh, my God. Professor X Pacino. Professor P. The P-Man.
Have you seen my boy?
To me, my X-Man.
He's got a laser vision coming out of his eyes.
The P-Man is good gear.
Al Pacino is 83.
That's old cum.
Expecting fourth child with 29-year-old girlfriend. This episode hasn't even come out yet and people are taking our advice.
This become our advice. That's cool. I don't know when it became our advice.
By our advice, I mean Jackson's advice.
I don't know about that.
Jackson said, date old. The cum's good for you.
Yeah.
You like
it's good for you. Rub it in your skin.
It's good. How you gonna...
Yeah.
Wolverine! Yeah.
Al Pacino is both rich and famous enough that the old man on the bus that told you this could have easily been,
hey, little boy.
A plant.
Hey. Little juice.
Who's Al Pacino himself? Yeah.
The guy who's got that rat energy.
Yeah. Al Pacino.
When I hear about talking about me, it was about you.
Okay.
And here you come.
Oh,
it's bad.
No. I know.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's going to get good.
Oh.
In about 40 years.
Oh, that's a long time, Al Pacino.
It's going to go like that.
I mean, oh, that's sad.
Yeah, you'll be 70 before you know
life. Comes at you pretty quick. You know, an old man talking about coming the bus reminds you of your own mortality.
Yeah, yeah.
Can happen to any of us.
And then, you know, flash forward 40 years, old man Jackson impregnating his 29-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, my God, Al Pacino was right. That's what I say is like climax.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Who?
Movies don't exist anymore. It's the year 2070. We just watched... I don't know. AI?
They re-released it?
We were sucking on that hypercube.
Not the
or whatever.
Movie, AI. Movies don't exist.
Yeah, we got them syringes. They just inject straight into our veins so we experience what an AI thinks human emotion is. And that's the closest we can get to feeling happy.
You inject it, you're like, oh, that was some pretty good blappiness.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm feeling
you,
blapped.
AI.
Damn.
I'm blapped up. I'm
so
blapped
up. Yeah, pretty blappy.
I was thinking with the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
That I would try and run like a security scam.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where I'm like, pay me a little bit of money or my Ninja Turtles will beat the shit out of you.
They
like
are
to small businesses, you know? Because they're scary
like a
looking.
Racketeering,
that's
okay.
What I mean. Yeah, I'd racketeer with the Ninja Turtles.
So you just want to shake
protection.
Down local businesses.
Yeah. God, it'd be pretty. Look, you got a lovely business here. It'd be a shame if four giant turtle men came and just wreck shit.
I've got Teenage Mutant Crime Turtles. Could have said racketeering. Probably should have. TMRT.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Racketeering Tortoises. Actually, I don't know how old these turtles are.
Yeah.
Do I got you care? RT, Racketeering Tortoises.
Racketeering Tortoises.
Are they? They're smart, right? So when they
like
evolve
being,
like, straight
yeah.
away, they somehow learn, like, we don't have to teach them, do we?
I don't. Well, Splinter teaches them ninjutsu.
But does he also teach them just like, social skills and like the ability to talk?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't need them to talk. You just need them to listen.
I need them to look intimidating.
Yeah,
that's all I need.
But you also need them to, like, you know, not eat you.
But, okay, so let's say that Splinter doesn't need to teach them any of the I am so scared that I keep saying, what's the Shredder instead of Splinter?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. No, it is Splinter. Yeah, yeah. You're okay.
No, okay. Shredder?
Shredder's a guy in a hockey mask.
If it's... No. Uh-huh. Yes. No,
oh,
you're
no,
thinking
is that
of Casey.
Quincy Jones?
Yeah, Casey Jones.
Okay.
Splinter, played by young Sam Rockwell, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Fred
is the leader of the Foot Clan.
Yeah, he does have a mask, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I could be forgiven.
Yeah. If it's bad, that's Shredder. But if you're happy, that's your fellow Splinter.
That little mnemonic device for yourself.
It's for everyone.
Surely there's something to do with wood where you go like, if you get a splinter, there's good, but if you shred it, it's bad.
Oh, awesome. Why are you so jazzed, Zaman?
I got a splinter.
Hope it gets infected.
At least I didn't shred up my hand. That would have been bad.
Oh, okay, it does make kind of sense. So here's the thing about running.
Oh, yeah, if you have to teach them ninjutsu, so you've just got like... goons that know what's going on, but they can't fight because you haven't taught them anything.
Yeah.
You can teach them to swing a bat.
Yeah. I just need
hold a bat, really.
Yeah, well, yeah, and hopefully it doesn't come to that. Yeah. You know, hopefully they look intimidating enough because I have Monster Man at my disposal.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're going to need to break some kneecaps for this to be intimidating. It's already pretty intimidating.
It's pretty fucking scary. I might have to teach them to, like, tip over a shelf or something or smash a display case.
Or just like,
you know. Maybe I don't teach them English. Maybe that's better for me.
Yeah.
If they make horrible turtle noises. What noises do turtles make? I know.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I think they legitimately do make noises like that.
Yeah, well, perfect.
They, when they're fucking, they do like a
Well, they won't be fucking.
I'll try not to make them fuck in front of whoever I'm trying to intimidate. They can just go,
well, good luck, I guess.
Now, I don't know. This is what I know about running a racketeering, a suffering. I go in.
Yeah.
I demand money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I say, they don't give me money. I say, I'll protect you. Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, if anybody comes and tries to mess with you, I will protect you. And I got these turtles to do it, right? Mm-hmm. That's sort of my evidence or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you got to pay me a little bit of money.
You got to give me 10% or whatever.
You
got to
give me 10% of your profits or whatever. And if you don't give me 10% of your profits, well, it could go pretty bad for you. I got some monster men that could fuck you up or whatever.
Okay, so you're forgetting, because that's immediately a criminal threat.
Yes.
So that's correct. Not usually how that goes down.
I was afraid of it.
Because what you've done is... you've opened with, hey, I'm going to protect you.
Yeah.
But if you don't offer my protection, I will wreck your
that's
shop.
That's going to happen the moment they say we don't want protection,
so,
right? Yeah.
But what racketeer...
No, wait. We're using the wrong word. I think it was racketeering is the act of acquiring a business through illegal activity.
That's not what I want to do.
You want to shake them down.
Yeah. Extortion?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
But you're taking two different routes, which is... you're being like, I'm protecting you because there's bad guys in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Me. And that's the, like that's what you're alluding
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah, there's bad guys
but
right here.
But instead you're saying, I will protect you. And if you don't pay me, I'll beat the shit out of you, which is you're saying the quiet part loud.
Yeah, you kind of got to be a bit
and
more
then they
subtle.
Say, hello, the police. This guy just threatened
me. Don't do
me.
That.
Well, yeah, but then if they do that, then they're going to get beat. You're kind of doing it, like, you're doing it heavy-handed.
Yeah, but it still works.
Well, cops rock up.
I'll pay them off.
With what money?
But you got mutant turtles.
Oh, yeah, mutant turtles.
I watch my mutant turtles are shot by the police. Well. Yeah.
I don't think they're big animals, which they are.
Yeah,
so
they are monster, man.
You haven't trained them.
Cops love to shoot animals.
Yeah, they do. And then I come back in the sewer and I'm like, I racked out. Sorry. You were gone for half an hour.
They're dead.
Yeah. Okay.
What you need to do is you say, hey, I don't know if you've heard, but this business actually operates in a bad neighborhood.
Mm.
I'll take 10% to protect your business.
Yeah. And then when they say, how are you going to protect my business? That's when I get the Ninja Turtles.
And then you're like, look, no one's going to be messing with you now, but you better pay up because who knows what will happen if I
turn
it. Yes,
that's true. I'm going to be threatening about
these turtles, I mean,
they're capable.
Can't tell, I don't know, numbers apart. So maybe, you know, we're trying to protect one place, but they go to the wrong address and that may be
my turtles are dumb as fuck and violent. They're liable to make a mistake.
Yeah, they like to swing their clubs around. I don't know, man.
You're doing the loud part, the quiet part loud again. You don't need to do that.
My turtles will accidentally beat the shit out of you.
You imply, and then they say no, and then that night, you come back and you wreck it, and then later you're like, oh my God, I've noticed bad things have been happening.
Yeah, that's
true. Stop. Because if you put the owner... Okay, so here's what happens if you put the owner in hospital as your first move.
Yeah. Yes.
They don't pay you because they're not working.
Yeah.
The business shuts down.
Yes, but...
you don't want the business to close down.
But you're using that as a good example for
to the other businesses.
But there's no... You've sent the guy to hospital.
Yeah, well, you say, hey. Exactly. There's no witnesses. It's just implications. Hey, you hear what happened to the, I don't know, dry cleaning business owner over there? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Crazy what happened. It's a terrible neighborhood.
Yeah, bad things happen
to
people.
Yeah, some people saying it was big men. Some people saying it was tortoise men, which is insane.
That's crazy.
The tortoise men work for me.
And they would never do that unless somebody didn't pay.
Anyway.
I will also say that, so you... So far you've put one business in hospital and earned $0.
Yeah. We robbed the cash register.
Okay.
Yeah. And
then people report the turtles did this.
Well, you could just take it over for a bit.
Oh, I'm running the
pharmacy. What are you doing?
Well, yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, you're setting an example of breaking the guy's kneecap, and then you
and
just
then
kind
you
of...
Work
the laundromat.
And then you just send it... Well, then you simply send... It's like goons
well,
of
now
war,
it's,
right?
Now it's become racketeering, because you have acquired it through
exactly,
illegal means.
Right? So then you send in your one of your tortoise to, like, man the station, as it were, for a bit, and while old mate gets his legs healed up.
Yeah.
And then it's
And then I go
of...
visit him in hospital.
Mm-hmm. Why is the...
Why are you focusing on just the one person? You got to do it for a bunch of businesses, guys. You got to think big. You're thinking too small.
Also,
you gotta think big.
What type of business have you broken someone's legs and then they just gave you their business?
No, we stole it.
They're not giving it to us.
We broke in and now we're running it.
You're just doing a lot of intimidation.
Well, no, you're not. You're doing a lot of assault.
Yeah.
The intimidation hasn't really happened because you keep being like, you gotta... There needs to be...
It's the implication.
You're too impatient.
Yes.
Because at the moment, all you've done is put a guy in hospital. Yeah. Now you're running a What, laundromat?
A dry, okay. I'm not right. So I have the goons to kind of
my
oversee
goons are
and
running
manage,
the laundromat.
Right? Or you have the person who's got a little bit wounded, and you just have someone, one of your tortoises, sitting there in the corner looking threatening.
Yeah. What do you think's going to happen when a guy goes to hospital saying, "Our tortoise beat me up"?
Well, you wouldn't be saying that.
That would be crazy.
The police go back to
I
the
think
business.
You don't understand fear.
I think you don't understand how easy it is to shoot a turtle with a gun.
Yeah. How easy it is to shoot a guy with a gun? And this happens.
But at least
fucking...
the guy, there's fucking like someone's getting paid off, or like the police have to actually be careful they're not shooting the wrong guy.
You can
with
kill
a turtle. Who cares?
Yeah.
Turtle ain't got no rights. Also, he probably doesn't know how to run a laundromat, I would imagine.
But okay, let's...
He seemed very eager to break some guy's knees.
Think you seemed eager to break their knees.
Everyone's pretty eager, except someone, to break some guy's knees.
I just don't think...
It's just ways you can
It's a waiting game.
Mm.
Because if you destroy the thing that's earning you the money, no one's giving you any money, and then you have to work harder, where if you're patient... Throw a couple of bricks.
Exactly.
Start a little fire.
Yeah.
Little repairs.
Yeah. You're casting a wide net.
Start getting scared.
Mm. And you need someone to have like something real bad happen, because then that's a good example for the other people not to cross your path.
I feel like you got
to
do that later, though.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to. That
depends.
Is
the, depends. Right?
You slowly escalate.
It's like, you know, when it's
plausible deniability.
It's taking out the biggest guy at the prison in day one, right?
Yeah.
It's because you got to make yourself look big. You got to make yourself be like, no one's going to fuck with me.
Okay, so if you run a shop.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest guy in the yard?
No, but if you're trying to extort a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, it'd be a shame if something bad happened. You're like, fuck off. No, I'm already like dealing
with
one.
I feel like that's the point of the monster men. I feel like they're my punch at the biggest guy in the yard, because I'm the only guy with monster men.
I mean? It's like one of those things you kind of like, you know, if someone comes in, just take away all the big monster men and just have like you and a big goon, right? It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, hey, the implication there is he will destroy your shit. But if they just be like, whatever, you've got no, you know, you can't do this to me, you can't intimidate me, you're going to have to break some skulls.
Well, that is true. Mm. I'm going to have to crack heads.
Yeah.
So
I'm just saying, there might be, it's just not going to be simple as being like, oh, yes, sir, big turtle man. Because you're right, some people are going to be like, you can't intimidate me, I'm going to call the cops, so you're going to get them on payroll.
Well, but you've earned no money because you didn't intimidate anyone.
But you can threaten the cop's family with your monster turtles.
That's true. Seems dangerous to threaten a cop. But I do live in the sewers, no fixed address. At what point in this narrative did I move into this?
I guess the moment he decided I'm going to use this for what you called racketeering but meant extortion.
Yeah. Well, if you're worried for some reason about breaking certain laws, you could always go and intimidate, I don't know, another like a mob family.
Oh, yeah.
With your big tortoises.
Starting by intimidating
steal
people.
Steal from the people who are already big, you're already stealing.
I'm going to get killed. I'm going to get a pair of concrete shoes thrown in the East River.
Are you familiar with that famous scene in The Godfather where everyone gets out of the cars and machine guns someone to death? That'll be Jackson.
And then
within 6 hours into his first day.
2 days later, the turtles are owned by the Corleone family or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. The turtles wake up with your head in their bed. They're confused. Start biting it.
Yeah, eat it a bit.
Should have taught them English or any social skills. They became cannibals?
Turtles eating a guy doesn't count as being
a
cannibal.
Is it a cannibal if a mutant turtle eats a guy? I don't think so.
Yeah, I suppose not.
If Michelangelo ate Leonardo, sure.
That would be fucked
up.
That would be fucked up.
What are you naming them?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Well, I, as goons, wasn't really going to give them names.
Okay.
But...
So goon 1 to 4.
Yeah, exactly. They're numbers to me.
Okay.
They're a means to an end.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to open up a landscaping business with them.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they are strong.
They're strong.
They can move pavers and stuff.
They're tortoises. I believe that they get fed on grass. I ain't feeding them pizza because I would never like think about it.
No.
I would order pizza for me.
But do they want...
And I would probably... So the other day...
Let's find out what tortoises eat.
Yeah.
So the other day, we were making some chicken parmas and grating some cheese, a little bit of cheese left on the bench, and then my beautiful cat, Kimchi, who has the worst stomach. She will shit blood if she doesn't eat the right diet.
Yeah.
She started like trying to like lick some of the cheese off. Like, I'm like, get it. So I was like cleaning up a little bit, and I had a little bit of cheese left over. I'm like, well, maybe a little bit of cheese for Kimchi. Then my wife was like, don't feed the cat cheese. And I'm like, fair enough. That's on me. So I think I would feed
you
the
will
turtles.
Feed the turtles pizza.
Why? Look, so I don't understand this. Yeah. And I look, maybe you can fill me in because you just told a story where you do this. Yeah. What's the obsession with feeding your pet animals? You're like the royal you, yeah, not yeah, like yeah, you, yeah. Joel Zammit.
Yeah.
Things that you know are going to make the animal sick but feel like a treat?
Yeah, I think it's because, like, I know eating dog shit, like, as in, like, like candy, like, dog shit food, as in, like, okay, okay. Like, real bad, unhealthy, like, high sugar, those yeah. kind of things. Like, well, I know it's bad for me, but it's a little bit of a treat.
Yeah,
and so
okay.
I get that bit of dopamine of, like, oh, yummy. And I'm wondering, okay. and so we imply, maybe, the cat, I'm like, well, clearly she's trying to climb up on the table that she knows she's not allowed to get on.
Yeah.
And she's trying to go for it. So clearly
she really
she's
wants
like,
it.
Maybe she likes it.
Do you as think a little treat, so maybe you treat. Get to shit blood tonight.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
also, I get it because you're probably like, a little bit of cheese.
A little bit of cheese is
pretty hard.
Yeah, you can get a little bit of kibble.
You can have
just
a little.
Feed the cat food.
You can have a little bit
it's
of cheese.
It's in the name.
You can do a little bit of drugs. You can do a little bit. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's that human thing.
Everything in moderation.
Just a little bit. But no, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I think
I just don't understand why people do that across the board.
I got turned off that completely when we fed my parents' dog a steak for its birthday and it didn't appreciate it. And I was like, you'd be happy with fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
So why are we giving you a steak? You don't know. You don't can't tell the
didn't
difference.
Appreciate a steak?
Yeah, he ate it in like 5 seconds. We were all gathered around. We were like, happy birthday, Whiskey. Whiskey was like, bah, 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 bah. And we were like, and then he looked up at us like, oh, where's the other steak? And we were like, you son of a bitch. We were all pissed off at him.
What did you think was going to happen?
I don't know, but not, we were still annoyed. Well, like, obviously, Whiskey's not going to be like, thank you so much, family.
What, like, was he going to, what do you think? He was going to like take his time? Chew it a bit?
He'll savor it.
It's a dog. You gave a dog meat.
Dogs don't understand.
Or at least be satisfied.
No, but that's
when
not.
When it was done, be like, I'm happy now. I don't need any more food. I had a whole fucking steak. I'll move on.
Yeah, but it's about...
Your family don't understand dogs.
Not what he did. He was like, where's the next steak? We were like, we got your one. It's expensive.
Dog doesn't understand.
What?
Dog doesn't understand economy, dude.
Well, that's on us.
Yeah.
Although, all of that is on you. The dog like, is in 0% of the wrong here.
The only thing a dog can understand, if you have two dogs and you give one dog a treat, another dog no treat, it gets shitty.
Yeah,
but if you
true.
Give one dog a big treat, another dog a little treat, they're both happy.
Yeah.
They don't really give a shit. They just like difference. To be included.
They just like
they don't
eating.
Understand the concept of sizing, but like portions.
Yeah.
They don't understand the concept of money, Jackson.
Well, we learned that night.
So you buy them like a shitty chuck steak or something if you're going to give him steak.
I don't think we give him anything for his birthday anymore.
Give a little
it's
something.
So funny to be angry at your chucks. Dog.
A little bit of cheese.
Yeah, a little bit of cheese.
A little bit of cheese. Good
Whiskey
dog.
Can have cheese.
He can have cheese.
Dogs don't know what their birthdays are, so who cares?
Sure they do.
Can they remember that there's one day where they get a steak? Do you reckon he would have remembered that?
He would need to know the fucking like a calendar.
No, but like if we gave him a steak every day of his life on a specific day, when it was leading up to that day.
For a dog to know that it's repeating, it will need to know the calendar.
But it just needs to know the time of year. It doesn't need to like know the specific date.
Because you can do stuff where, you know, it's like every day at 4 p.m. or every day, whatever, and that's just not... That's
but
not
once a year...
Across, but I think maybe...
Yeah.
Like, it depends how, like, long it is. And, again, are they going through our calendar or are they going if you've kind
through
of...
Through the dog calendar.
Yeah, which is, of course, 7 times quicker. I know what you mean, but I think it's probably plausible in a way of, like, I don't know how long that distance is. Like, is it once a week, once every 7 days, once every 28 days,
or
once every 3 days? If you, say, give a dog a certain thing for, like... Every day.
What,
every
how good
the
dog's
day.
Pattern recognition?
Yeah.
That's the question.
I guess what I'm getting at.
Once
I don't
per
know
year,
if it's a year.
Don't think so.
Yeah.
But like, it'd be, I'm curious.
Any dog experts listening?
If
let
a
us
dog
know.
Had a birthday every month, maybe.
I don't know if you should give a dog that much.
No.
Space.
But then also.
That's one every. No, that's 12 times. You've got to do 7 times a year.
Yeah.
What did Whiskey do when he gave him a steak, as we just discussed?
He scoffed it down and then gave him
a
very
shit?
Pleading look. No, he didn't give a shit at all.
Yeah, so if he gave him a steak once
a
year.
He was sort of put off by the fact that we were all gathered around him watching.
I just don't understand what you and your family thought was going to happen. You gave a dog meat, which is something it famously eats.
Yep.
Well, I don't know.
And then you were shocked that it ate it.
We wanted more of a reaction.
You wanted him to, like bark
what?
And like, run around in a circle?
Like what, get out and find some cutlery and start like cutting it up?
Dogs are excited to eat all the time.
He wasn't very thankful.
It's a dog!
What would have been thankful?
Well, I don't know.
Like
but
what,
I,
if it just
I don't know
begging?
What it looks like, but I know what the absence of it looks like.
Hey, want to hear something awesome?
Yeah.
Tortoises eat rabbit shit.
Whoa, that is awesome. I guess it's mostly just like hay or whatever.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
no, it's you were close. It's mostly grass.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure rabbits will eat hay.
Yeah, probably.
Given the opportunity.
Yeah, that's not the statement he made. He just a blanket statement, rabbit shit is mostly hay.
It's true.
Yeah, that, yeah.
He did say
that. That is what I said.
So it's a landscaping business because they got big sharp beaks, which I think would be great for like the edging.
They don't have sharp beaks.
They're tortoises.
No, the but the Ninja Turtles.
They've got wet mouths.
Do they? Well, they've got, like, they're more like beakish. I guess it depends on the depiction.
Yeah,
right?
True. Well, if they've got beaks.
Fucking, they got big,
the
round,
Bay
flat
one,
lips.
The Michael Bay one, they've got human lips.
Yeah. And then the cartoon, they've got kind of...
None of these turtles have beaks.
Like that little, like that nose, that little bulbous nose thing there.
I know, turtles do have beaks in real. Well, you can still get them to eat grass. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've got fingers, they've got thumbs and fingers.
Yeah, they can figure out the edge.
Use a whippersnipper.
Yeah, what are you going to tell people where the turtles come from when they ask? These are my four strong sons.
Do I need to be that, like, hidden? It was like a tragic, like...
some kind of disaster that left them looking like...
Like a chemical waste disaster, and we, you know...
Oh, then
our
I would feel
landscaping
bad for pointing
job
it out.
Was at the green dye factory.
Yeah,
what like, about the shells?
Again, there was a...
That's how like they dress.
Yeah, it was a terrible accident at work, and so we're here helping
what
them
what if you
out
dress up as a
them...
turtle and claim that that's just how your company
that's
operates?
That's the uniform.
Like, it's a little fun gimmick.
Yeah, I'm the manager, so I'm the foreman. Oh, I'll have a hard hat.
Yeah,
but he still dresses as a turtle.
I'll dress as a turtle.
Well, because otherwise it is going to seem peculiar.
Where if you're just like, turtle landscaping, we dress as turtles.
Okay, turtle landscaping, we dress as turtles.
And people at first will be like,
what?
You have to lowball yourself first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people were like, what the fuck is going on with this freak company?
Yeah.
But then the moment that you do a great job at a cheap price, you can start.
Yeah.
People start talking. Hey, I had landscapers over. They were really cheap. They were dressed as turtles.
Plus, they dressed as turtles, which
well,
is pretty cool.
Well, you gotta think about it, right? Like, what kind of costs do I have? Rent of a sewer? Free.
Yeah, that's
feeding
true.
These, like, tortoises? All I could do is give them the grass clippings and rabbit shit.
Yeah. They'll be stoked.
They'll be so happy.
And then that's about it, you know? Everything I'm making is pure profit.
Probably just need, like a van or something.
Yeah. Van, petrol, a whippersnipper.
Tools.
Again, that'll come.
Are you going to learn how to do landscaping or are you just going to stand there?
You are going to have to teach the turtles how to
do it. I'll do a couple of Google searches.
Okay.
What are you Googling?
Yeah, what
how
would you
to landscape.
Let's
what
find out what
pretty.
Let's find out what happens when you Google how to landscape.
So if somebody was like, I want...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
it's all very simple. It's very much like, okay, first thing is a consultation. Because it depends. Are we used to doing regular gardening work? Because that'll be our bread and butter right
Yeah,
here.
That's true. That's
like
true.
Just, you know,
just
mowing
trimming
lawn,
the hedges,
trimming
mowing
hedges,
the lawn, yeah.
Things, that'll be simple. But okay. Landscaping, because landscaping, I found out recently, is fucking expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, holy
it's a rocket.
Shit, it's expensive. I don't understand how they keep pricing it the way they do, but fuck me. So then we did it ourselves and understand why they price it the way they do, because fuck me, that's hard work I don't want to do.
So let me know if these seven tips to start landscaping help you and your business.
Okay.
One, determine the landscape's needs and wants.
Yep.
Two, think about location.
Of course.
Three, spend time in your landscape.
Yeah.
Four, start small.
Yep.
Five, find a focal point.
Okay.
Six, focus on scale and pacing.
Yeah, right.
Pacing.
Yeah, because you got to be like, okay, from one,
seven,
for example,
be open to change.
Of course.
Yeah.
It could be, for
are you
example,
good to go now?
Yeah. Like, all right, how many steps is it to, like, the back gate or where we're parking the car? So maybe we put some pavers there or something along those lines. And some of the stuff is heavy to lift. And I got
mutant. That's what the turtles are for.
Exactly.
Are the turtles strong?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, just checking. I didn't remember.
What made you think they were weak?
Well, I just thought them. Are they like extra strong? Or are they strong as like a guy?
You know what? It's probably worth looking.
They got
TMNT.
Plus, I've got Donatello, and he's going to be smarter than me.
Yeah,
so at some point, he's going to be like, hey, Father Boss.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, Donatello. I wouldn't call them Donatello.
No.
But yes, and he'd be like, oh, I got some ideas. And I'm like, go on. And then I praise them for like their brilliant ideas, and he's basically running the company now.
Well, here's a little question for both of you. Would you be able to even tell them apart?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, that's what the mask.
Well, right. Usually, I think it's so Donatello is usually a bit more olive.
Yes, that's true.
Raphael, I think, is brighter.
Yeah. One of them's kind of like an aqua color.
Yeah. So I think there are variations in terms of their, like, their hue.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So you will be able to tell them.
You yes. can
Good
tell
question,
them apart,
though. You stressed me for a second.
Well, I think I mean, in the originals, yes. I think in like the Bay Turtles, no.
No idea.
And yeah, they have it enhanced strength, speed, agility, and reflexes.
Okay. Good. Just checking.
But I think I'm going to probably call them after, like, you know, I guess, yeah, gardening equipment
okay.
or like landscaping stuff.
Scythe.
So like scythe,
that's a
rocks,
cool name.
pond.
Okay.
Scythe, rocks, pond, and
Shears.
Who do you think got the worst end of the deal there?
I think being named Rocks is pretty bad.
What about Pond?
See, Rocks seems like the obvious bad one, but I think Pond is actually the one that sucks the most.
Yeah, Pond's, I think Rocks is going to be pretty good.
Hi, I'm Pond.
Yeah, so Pond, I guess, will be my Leo.
Do they take your last name? Is it Pond Zaman?
Do they take Splinter's last name, which What's... is Rat?
Donatello Rat. Michelangelo Rat? Good point. Here's a question about your landscape gardening business.
Yes.
Do you have to get the... Because they work for you.
Yeah.
They don't receive a salary?
Well, they don't know. I don't teach them the concept of money.
I just wonder if getting them in the workforce... Yeah. Like, do you need to log them as people or whatever?
Well, I guess it'd be akin to being like, I have a dog that's a guard dog, so that's a tax write-off.
Oh, that's true. If you put...
So they're guard working tortoises.
If you had a big dog
yeah.
and you needed to move a bunch of soil
yeah,
and you put like sort of size...
Use a horse.
I got a horse. Use a horse.
You put side Come on.
You put side saddles on the dog.
I think here's a fun little thing. I think a horse would be cheaper than a nice dog.
Yeah, that
horses
is,
are cheap.
That's yeah. true. Like we could own a horse. Yeah. We should own a horse.
Why don't we own a horse?
We bought a horse.
Plumbing the Death Star needs
a horse.
A horse?
Anyway,
how
yes.
much is our horse?
Because, like, for example, if you had a property that, like, you know, was a commercial property, that kind of thing,
yeah.
and you had a dog, you could
register
that. That's pretty cheap.
Crazy.
That's fucking cheap.
Why don't we co-own a horse that we put in races and make money off?
No, because if we buy a racing horse...
It doesn't have to be a racing horse.
What?
It's a numbers game.
I'm not buying a racing horse.
Plumbing the Death Star needs to buy a racehorse.
Everyone's like, I used to like that podcast, but now I'm questioning their methods as they've just openly gotten into the...
A horse, the gambling racket. No, I'm not a racing horse.
Okay.
Just a horse. A looking horse.
I'm looking horses.
We can look at it. High five, go.
Yeah.
Give it a carrot. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Does one of them. Gets bites scared. My hand.
Yeah.
Kicks you two in the head with each of its hooves.
Yeah. I didn't get dumber, guys.
Oh, no. I get kicked in the head by the horse and remained the same, and that's a far worse situation.
Yeah, that's grim.
It's confirming a lot of my pre-existing thoughts.
No.
But yes, if you own, say, a commercial property or whatever, and you like, I have this dog, which I've put down as a guard dog for tax purposes. Then you can be like, oh, the you know, fees, like the registration, feeding it,
you can write it
all
the
kind of stuff. You're like, oh, yeah, it's a tax deductible. So I reckon we could use these tortoise eye as like work animals. And then we can write off their vet bills.
Yeah. You just got to hope that the ATO never looks at it and is like, work tortoise.
Yeah.
That's something I've never heard of before in my life.
Do you want to meet him?
Yeah. Okay, you be the tax people. Come on.
Okay.
All right. Hey, this is my work tortoise.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then he can combine
Brett, get in here. Call 911.
Whoa.
911, sir. I mean 000.
No.
Well, the fucked up British one. 999.
Just get the cops.
Don't do that. They're so trigger happy.
Oh, no. Crazy if your tortoise was killed, too.
Was your plan to extort the ATO there?
No, it was just to be like, well.
Like a shakedown?
Not a shakedown. Just to be like, what is this? And they come down. Like, oh, no, they are actually work tortoise eye. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, what rights do they have? They're not human.
Yeah.
They are animals.
And if you've never taught them to speak, then I won't know that they're sentient.
Well, I could.
Sapient, yeah. I mean.
Well, if
well,
I did
you
teach
would,
him to talk,
they're working.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if I did teach him to talk, but like maybe my own like code. So not.
Okay. So I'm like, hello, Pond. And he's like, Gablibo.
Bangus.
What?
Don't worry. They're just bappy. Because you don't really need to teach them like everything.
Yeah.
Just mostly stuff about landscape.
I'm just scared you're going to get in a TED 2 situation. You know?
Why?
Where you
got to
prove that
two?
He's a human being.
Why would I want that? Then I got to pay more in taxes.
Well, that's
he doesn't want to prove that.
No, that's what's scary about logging him as a work turtle and then taking him to the ATO.
No, I'm not taking him. I'm only going to get audited.
Okay.
I'm laying low. I'm just saying, if they take him knocking around.
In TED 2, they try and prove that he's not a guy. Well, Mark Wahlberg wants to prove Ted's a guy so that he has rights because he wants to get married.
Yeah, that's the plot of TED 2.
But who cares with the turtles?
Yeah. Well, no, because I'm saying if Zamet's...
Okay, he's like, I want to prove they're not guys. They're turtles. And everyone's like, okay.
They were birthed out of an egg. And then...
I know that
goo got on them.
They're not
getting married to anyone, so they don't need to prove they're a guy.
But he's claiming they're a horse.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter either way.
I'm not saying they're a horse. They're
a work turtle.
Yeah,
they do work for me.
Yeah,
they're proved to be guys. Then the only difference is Zaman has to pay them.
I gotta pay him taxes and shit.
And then if he's doing that,
I don't
then he just
a fucking turtle super. Come on.
But then if
don't
you do that,
to me.
Then you're their boss now, so you don't even need to. Then you just stop. You save money by not buying them food because you're like.
Well,
I'm
you guys now
you.
Pay your own rent.
But you feel really stupid for that whole court case where you prove that you were human beings or you had personhood. Yeah, well done.
Well done.
Pond.
Really proud of yourself, Pond and Rocks?
Yeah, this makes me gleamed. You idiots.
That's a pretty good strategy, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd hire your landscaping business.
Yeah.
Turtle landscaping. We dress as turtles. Yeah. That's great.
My strategy, it's a pretty easy one, and the end goal will be highly achievable. I'm going to put a life-saving company out of business by using the Ninja Turtles to save lives and then make the news.
Wouldn't it be better to have you both operating at the same time because you're both saving lives? What do you mean by saving lives?
We're going
like surf?
Yeah, so surf life
but
saving.
But they're turtles.
They're tortoises.
They're tortoises. They can't swim.
Turtles can swim.
Get in there.
They're floating, hoping they hit land soon.
They
can't swim.
They can't. They cannot. I mean, they can swim like a guy.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe.
But they're heavy. Yeah, they'll be really heavy.
Yeah. Does a shell make them more or less buoyant?
A turtle shell would probably be chill, but we've established that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are tortoises.
Yes, yeah. So
something I forgot.
Well, they could
walk in the sea.
Save them from these shallows. You just put this poor life-saving business out of town.
Well, because, I guess
turtles got this. They also drowned. Oh, if only that business wasn't out of business. It's going to save my turtles.
So funny for you to be like, all right, I'm going to send the turtles in. They're going to save the drowning, victim.
We're
going to
do it. Such a good job.
And that's going to make the lifeguard look like an idiot. And then
I'm going to make the news.
To the lifeguard breathing life back into your turtles.
I might still make the news,
that's
though.
That's true. Yeah, weird turtles sends, found in the sea.
Idiot sends turtle sons to watery grave.
I still made the news, is my quote.
That's what I was trying to do.
It's funny because originally I was going to say CFA and use them as firefighters, but then I was like, huh, tortoises will get hot and dried out. I better send them into the sea instead.
What would tortoises be good at saving?
Do they burrow? No.
They're good. Oh, save the miners. Go back in time, save them from Beaconsfield.
Yeah. Okay. But are they good at mining?
Is that a worldwide reference? Does everyone around the world remember that 10 or 15 years ago, guys in Tasmania got stuck in a mine
I don't think so.
Yeah. Foo Fighters wrote a song about it.
Yeah, I don't think there's people in Australia. There's people in Australia that probably...
Yeah,
Foo Fighters wrote a song about... Yeah. You didn't know about the Beaconsfield mine disaster.
I don't think so.
Disaster. There was guys in a mine for like 2 weeks.
Disaster.
Well, it wasn't really a disaster.
It was a pretty... disaster.
Did anyone die?
Was it in quotation marks because they got out?
Well, I think it was just because I feel like calling guys being stuck in a hole a disaster is a bit of a disservice.
That's not the disaster. It was what happened that got them stuck was the disaster.
I see. Here's the thing. I'm being like, do people understand? I don't remember what happened. I just know that Foo Fighters wrote a song about it to be like, we care about the miners because the miners... We could send them stuff in the hole.
Yeah.
When we sent them stuff in the hole, they asked for an iPod with Foo Fighters on it.
That's
then
so
Foo
funny.
Fighters wrote a song for them on their next album, but it's an instrumental. Mm. And it's funny to dedicate a song to someone and not even be bothered writing lyrics.
Do you think if somebody, like a Plumbing the Death Star fan, got stuck in a hole, a likely occurrence? I assume most people listening are stuck in something.
My arm's stuck behind the fridge. Oh, a new episode of Plumbing the Death Star. And
Siri, play it.
Not calling the police. Not calling emergencies of the police. Anyway, do you think if they were stuck in a hole and they were like, I just want an iPod with Plumbing the Death Star on it, we would release a special episode?
I reckon.
I think we'd be so excited.
If miners out there are in a combined collapse, we could send stuff to them. But can't get them out.
Yeah.
We won't record a special episode. We'll just go.
Yeah, we'll be in there.
We'll just do an episode from the entrance of the hall.
It seems so dangerous.
Oh, the entrance. Okay.
We go into the cave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, lower us down. Do you regret this yet? Yes.
If we do, we can't get back up. Oh, yeah.
That's okay. And then when they finally get them out, they're like, oh, they killed them. They spent too long with them and it was too much and they killed those three boys.
That's nice. Well, okay, it's like, was it Threadbow? Was the avalanche?
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah,
is it one or two guys stuck there? Plus, there's been some other mine disasters that have happened. So I think most people, unfortunately, JD probably won't remember being.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, actually, one guy did die. So rest in peace to Larry.
Yeah, fair enough.
But Brant and Todd, Australia's funny. Brant and Todd were the guys that got stuck in a hole for a bit.
Yeah, that's.
They were stuck for 2 weeks.
That's such a long time.
Nearly 1 kilometer below the surface.
I don't know if the Ninja Turtles are going to help.
I think
the only thing the Ninja Turtles are really good for is any situation where they're going to be taking damage from behind.
Yeah. Or how much rabbit shit do you need to clean up?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, what? Okay, so from behind.
Imagine one, like a small tortoise eating, like, probably, a little bit of rat shit.
Mm.
But those tortoises are huge.
That's true.
They could be just shoveling rat shit in their mouth.
Rabbit shit. Rabbit
will probably make them sick.
Yeah.
Where has too much rabbit shit?
Australia.
Because
there are too many rabbits. They're a pest here.
Could a tortoise eat a rabbit? Would that be a big deal?
No, I think tortoises are herbivores. But in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they eat pepperoni pizza. Pepperoni is famously a meat.
Yeah, that's true. Just get them hoeing down on rabbits.
Could you enter
them
into some kind of eating food competition?
An eating food competition.
Like a hot dog. hot dog eating competition.
Why do you think that they will have an advantage there?
I've got big meals.
Yeah, they're big guys.
Plus, they've never eaten this before, so it's new
and
exciting.
That's worse, I feel.
They throw up, maybe.
Okay, do you reckon you will have a better chance of if I sat you down and say, hey, here's a spaghetti bolognese eating competition.
Hello. I'm excited already.
Or here's a food you've never experienced competition. Which one do you reckon you'd eat better in?
Oh, probably spaghetti.
Yeah, probably spaghetti. Yeah.
So if they're having if there's a rabbit shit-eating competition.
But we get them when they're babies. They've never eaten anything.
We train them to eat spaghetti.
Because clearly they've been trained to eat pizza. Well, they're even trained. They just love the taste of pepperoni.
Is that part of the ooze mutation, do you reckon?
They get teeth?
They do have teeth.
That's fucked up. What is the ooze that it gave them human?
So we know, here's what we know about the ooze. Made tortoises into guys, gave them teeth, although I think tortoises may already have. No, because they got a beak.
They got a beak.
Gave them human teeth and sometimes lips.
And sometimes,
A taste for pizza, made a guy a rat, and made another guy blind.
Yeah.
What is the ooze?
Yeah.
It's, we don't know.
Yeah, I guess gases and stuff do fucked up things to guys sometimes, so why not ooze?
Why not ooze indeed? Are you going to put them in anything to save anyone?
I tried, but it turns out they're actually bad at saving people in every situation.
We might have squandered Ninja Turtles. Yeah, yours was pretty good, Zamet.
Yeah.
I think you're going to say
mine. Until the ATO called the cops. And yeah. So we've got four shot by the cops tortoises.
Or four drowned tortoises.
I made the news, though, so...
You did make the news.
Local fuckhead kills pets.
pets. But that pet is in, like, a question mark.
Yeah. Sends pets to drown at sea.
Sends pets/sons?
Yeah.
A bleak reminder, tortoises cannot swim. Man learns hard way.
Man seen muttering, what? They were going to save people. What do you mean?
It was never meant to be like this.
It's also great if you stop the lifeguard.
No, lifeguard.
There's a man drowning out there. No, my turtles will do it.
One dead, four turtles dead.
Sir, those aren't turtles.
Those are tortoises.
They don't have any flippers.
That'll be for...
They've got a shell.
See those bubbles rising to the surface out there?
Yeah.
That's their final breath.
Come on. Is that true?
And see that bubble a little bit further out?
That's the drowning.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Is it?
You have
internal swim.
You have two different types of blood on your hands today, sir.
At least I'll make the news.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. Don't give us turtles.
No.
That's the lesson.
No. Well, but don't give us tortoises.
Yeah, we can. Oh, with turtles.
Oh, turtles would be fine.
Yeah, it'd be so easy. Put them in the ocean.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.